Well, it's happened. It's happened. I know. They said it couldn't be done, but it's happened.
Oh, and what is that?
Well, you know, today, Monday, is my 4,000th episode of the little show.
The Jar and I just commented on how relentless you were going to be about that. Yes.
Yes, and but that's not what's happened.
Oh, is it that I complimented Daniel Brewer?
No. although I was pleased to hear that the Jar thought he had excellent audio.
Excellent.
And
we'll get to that later. Yeah.
But the thing that we thought would never happen is you came back in one piece.
Oh, I'll tell y'all about that later.
Well, maybe not.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No, 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 no.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Pride Month, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 5th of June, 2023, in the multicolored Roy G. Biv year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Pardon. I am your host. Y'all have been home from vacation for 33 minutes. One, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh, I got it right for Pride. Oh, no, that was wrong, wasn't it?
Even when we are celebrating Pride, he can't get it right.
He's V-A- so proud to continue to get it wrong.
Correct. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And with me is the one who didn't go to the G'days, the one who went to Meetapalooza, the one...
Yes!
The one who, he looks a little tanned. That are too many poppers. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
No, it's just the lighting.
Ah. Yeah, right. So you've got the tanning lights on you from the ones from the 1950s, you know.
Right. Just,
Big Friday, hi.
Hi.
Now, y'all, you're probably expecting a full recap of the week, but you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it.
Because not going to get it.
It's going to be on the BFO.
It is.
It's going to be on the BFO. Just going to hit a couple of highlights about the G'days and... maybe learn something
first
new
of all,
about Meetapalooza.
Tell us, now we recorded early last week so that you could hightail it, right?
Y'all, we got in that jalopy. So, as you may recall, we were leaving Sunday morning.
8 a.m. sharp.
Y'all, we left at 7:59.
Oh! Well, I knew it would be ruined.
Right. And, you know, if you're surprised by that, so was I, but, but we left on time. Y'all, we had a lovely trip down. Y'all, the jar is, he's not quite as experienced of a driver, as I am. And so y'all, he likes to get in that right-hand lane on I-95. I call it the death lane. So we broke him of that habit, at least.
By the way, I'm sure you've noticed the road improvements on 95 in South Kakalaki.
No, I didn't notice those.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, get on, no, we'll have to no. get on that.
Yeah. Well,
maybe we're working hard on fixing our skills.
Y'all, we hit the road. We made it about 15 miles, y'all. We made it to West Ashley. We had just gotten out of town, and the Picklemobile said,
"Uh-oh,
y'all! We had a tire warning, so we immediately pulled over."
Were there shreds?
No, there were no tire scraps yet.
Okay, scraps. I'm sorry.
The jar's been having a problem with the tire. He's had it back at the tire shop 4 or 5 times. Y'all, they're new tires, but it just had a slow leak. So we fixed that up and said, well, we're just going to keep going. And so, y'all, we kept on going, drove straight through to the stew pot.
You mean you didn't stop to eat?
Well, we're getting to that because we left at 8 a.m. So, y'all, we hit the stew pot and the turlets there.
And the good coffee. Don't forget the good coffee.
And, y'all, we the jar took a photo with the stew pot. If you did not see it, it was on the Twitty.
Actually, it looked like you took it.
Well, right. I took the photo, the jar touching the stew pot inappropriately. Yes. It was a little uncomfortable. Y'all, then we
stopped. Maybe you could post that as the show art.
Oh, yeah. I'll get right to it. I'll just share the whole Google Photos library of the weekend. Y'all, we then immediately stopped, far too soon but mandatory, stopped at the grapefruit or orange where...
Well, absolutely.
Where the jar...
If that had not happened, this last week would have been the last episode of the LFC.
Yeah. So, y'all, the jar had his complimentary, I'm sure Ron DeSantis paid for it himself, little tiny cup of grapefruit and orange juice.
Oh, he had both.
Well, I do not drink either of those, so he did.
You got one and he got the other.
Well, they just looked at him and gave both of them to him. And so, y'all, but then...
Now, were there any pamphlets that were picked up?
Not there at the Welcome Center, no. But then, we got back in the jalopy and drove immediately to the St. Augustine Boucher's. That's the Buc-ee's.
Oh, that's the Buc-ee's.
Y'all, we picked up some snacks for the week, and then we had our lunch there. Got a little of the good gas, because... You know,
how much was the good gas at the Buc-ee's?
I don't remember on the way down. On the way back, it was $3 even.
Oh, okay.
So, which was... 53 cents cheaper than the next time we stopped to get gas at a gas station. So, y'all, we made it. We checked into the motel. Y'all, we wiped everything down with the Lysol wipes.
I hear that it was quite a functional hotel.
It's very functional. Very fun. Mm-hmm. Well, most things functioned. So, yeah.
Now,
you know.
So it was well worth the price you paid.
Right, right. Yeah, y'all, we went to Universal. It was great. We spent the day with our friend Dr. Joe at the Universal. We had a really good time. Saw Big Fatty and the Nip counting their duckies there at the Universal.
Did you ride the train?
We did not. We only did one park. So we did not do the park to park. But y'all, our friends Jay and Tim from the North Kakalaki got in while we were at the Universal.
Yes.
Yeah, Tim and I we're the same person. And Tim texted me and said,
"Bless his heart."
Yeah, y'all. He said, "I don't think I'd like to stay here again." And you know, this is 10 minutes after they check in, of course. And so, got a big laugh out of that.
You were talking about Universal.
Oh no, the hotel extended stay America. We did the monorail crawl with a bunch of gays, and we ended up not talking to them, but we did it.
What stops were there on the monorail crawl?
Well, it was the Contemporary, it was the Polynesian, and it was the Grand Floridian. So the jar and I had already had our stop at the Poly because we had a cocktail on the point overlooking the castle because we didn't want to hang out.
Is that the wedding at the wedding pavilion?
It was at the wedding pavilion, and we had done that, and we had a great time. Spent way too much money. Y'all, the theme of the trip was, how much do we spend? But, y'all, then the G'day stuff started. And I'm going to tell you.
And now, what day was this that you were at the pub, at the monorail crawl?
That was Wednesday night. And on Thursday.
Okay, because, you know, I don't have the travel document in front of
me. Right. Well, the jar took the physical copy. So, you know, for his scrapbook.
Well, you know, he's very much into scrapbooking.
But y'all, we went over to the G'day stuff on Thursday just to check it out. Y'all want nobody there. We were the only people in the expo at one point because Dr. Joe came by and my friend Daryl from the San Francisco's was there. So he came over. Y'all, we had a gay old time. Ended up going to the outlet malls.
As you do when you're staying on iDrive.
Right. Bought the jar's first pair of the Flippy Floppies. And, y'all did that, and then y'all Friday we had the best Indian food we have ever had in our lives.
And, now, is this a casino or call center?
Call center.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all, it was absolutely amazing. But we went to get it, and it was on the International Drive, and we weren't happy about it. And y'all, we're on our way. We can see it, and we're sitting at the light there at the Turkey or the Sand Lake Road, the big intersection.
Oh, yeah.
The International Drive and
right.
Sand Lake.
Not to be confused with Turkey Lake or what's the guy's name?
Ricky Lake? I don't know.
No, no, the guy that the high school is named for.
Oh, well, I don't remember right now, but yes, not to be.
It'll come to us.
Yeah, it will. But y'all, all of a sudden, we're sitting there and we're chatting, and I'm kind of saying, I hope this place is good, and you know, blah blah blah, and.
Oh, was the skull there?
Y'all, Larry and Hort were behind us and just boop right into the back of us.
Was there significant damage?
There's no significant damage, luckily. Larry didn't bother getting out of his car. He just was kind of like, that's what bumpers are for. So no significant damage. So that was a little terrifying. But
was there an exchange of insurance?
No. But y'all, we didn't even miss the light. We didn't hold up traffic.
Okay.
Y'all, we had that was Thursday night. We had the delicious dinner. On Friday, y'all, we went to the Hamburglar Mary's.
Oh yes, that was supposed to be the big drag brunch or whatever
dinner. Y'all, I don't talk about money much, but the jar and I had a consolidated bill. And I had two beers. He had two vodka sodas or something. He had a hamburger. I had a taco. And we each had French fries. Would you like to guess how much the bill was?
Now, does this include the gratuity and taxes?
Including gratuity and taxes and entertainment fees.
Okay. I would say it was probably $95.
That would be low.
Okay.
It was $130.
Wow.
So will we be going back to the Hamburglar Mary's? No.
Well, but I'm sure the entertainment was...
It was hilarious. It was a fantastic drag queen. Couldn't tell the difference between that drag queen and Big Fatty. She was on script. She was hilarious. She was a professional entertainer.
Mm.
It was more about...
She doesn't work in Charleston, then,
correct.
Is what you're saying.
Correct. It was more about the humor than it was about the performing, which we enjoyed. But, y'all, they set us right up front because we had Kara with us. Kara is our friend Juan's drag name, and Kara was there. And so, y'all, I was sitting next to a drag queen at the table. Y'all, he wouldn't eat anything. His girdle was too tight. And y'all, we're sitting there. And it was a lot. Yeah, the jar and I, they went out afterwards, and we said no. And so we got in a jalopy, Uber jalopy, and which Big Fatty has recently learned kind of how to do.
Y'all,
and,
I did.
And y'all, you should have heard us listening to that podcast in the car today, and the jar listening to Big Fatty explain how he was ruining the Ubers. But
I thought I did pretty good.
But y'all, we got in bed. We were in bed at 11:30 on Friday night because we were exhausted.
Well, as you do after a $130 drag meal. I mean,
right.
Just stuffed to the gills.
Y'all, we had a running Google Photos album that we were sharing amongst the 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, let's just say someone soiled their shoes outside of the club about 3 o'clock in the morning. So we were quite glad we did not attend that event. But y'all, on Saturday, we went to, we tried to, and the jar knows I'm going to tell this story. We did not tell it to the Big Fatty listeners. We decided we were going to go to the Bear Jamboree at One Magical Weekend.
Oh.
Y'all, I made the jar drive. We were going to take an Uber, and I said, I don't feel comfortable taking an Uber. Why don't we just drive? I won't have a cocktail. I'll drive us back. Mm-hmm. And so, y'all, we pulled up and I made him drive around the parking lot because you could see the pool party from the parking lot. So I did the white trash thing where I rolled the window down just enough to see beyond the tent as we slowly mm-hmm. crept by the pool area.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, no, absolutely not. So
Dr. Phillips.
Oh, Dr. Phillips. Is, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I thought you were talking about another lake. I didn't know you meant Dr. Phillips. Anyway, y'all, we ended up not going to the Bear Jamboree pool party, but instead, y'all, we went over to the Boots, Beards, and Bear Social.
Oh, well, that's not the same thing.
No. So the Bear Jamboree was at a different circuit party.
Is that at the Slip and Slide or whatever?
No, that's long since torn down. That's Universal's third theme park they're building in that location, or fourth, technically, if you count the water park. But this was over just on Palm Parkway by the Disney Springs.
Oh.
At One Magical Weekend. And so, y'all, it was such a train wreck. And I think the jar was pissed off at me. But I just refused. I was like, I'm not going to do it. You can go. I'm not going to go. I know what's behind those doors. I am not interested. So we went back to the hotel and pouted together for a while. And then we walked over to the G'day's. And it's a 5-minute walk, and y'all, we were having a cocktail from the Smirnoff Boys there, and or Tequila Girls, I don't remember which. But y'all, the jar said, "Oh, that Boots, Beards, and Bears social is happening." I was like, "Dear God, we almost forgot it. Didn't realize it was so late." So y'all, they had the free drinks and the free food. We didn't eat; we just drank, which is going to come into play in a minute.
Yes.
Y'all, I was chatting it up and meeting all the contestants, the Mr. Leather contestants and all the hot men. And
now, did the jar feel the same way?
Different men he was attracted to, but yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, we both enjoyed it very much. And then y'all, a friend of Daddy, y'all, Daddy Diesel, our friend Jay is now being referred to as Daddy Diesel. And if anyone knows what Sour Diesel is, you'll understand why he has a nickname of Daddy Diesel. Because, y'all, he hit the ground. like, he took one of those puffs on that vape thing that y'all know I don't do that stuff. And he took one from someone else and took a puff and was talking to me. And then 3 seconds later, boom. Anyway, so Daddy Diesel, when he bumped into a friend there that he had known for a long time. And, y'all, he said, "You should come back to our room. We have cocktails." And so, y'all, we went back, and that's where someone fed us the Tanqueray orange.
Yes.
Y'all, the jar was
delicious.
We had it with tonic. I'm not sure that was the right move, but it was good. I enjoyed it, and the jar enjoyed two of them. Unfortunately, what he didn't realize was he enjoyed half a bottle of one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so, y'all, then we went to the pool party. And
sounds very much like an evening of eggnog.
You'd be surprised how similar this ends. But, y'all, the jar was in the pool, and I looked down, and, y'all, he's pulling little mini bottles. I'm like, where did you get mini bottles? He's pulling them out of his swimsuit.
Now, just out of curiosity, where were they being kept in his...
I don't know. But, y'all, he's pulling mini bottles of rum out, and he's hiding it because, you know, you're not supposed to bring in outside food or drink, of course. And
right.
Everyone was, but you're not supposed to. And Tim and I are sitting on the edge of the pool because we are delicate flowers and also didn't want to take our shirts off because we're so fat. And right. And so,
did you see old Cricket Hat there? Because, you know, he doesn't like to go in a pool unless it's at night
we went
and nobody
to the,
can see him.
Right. We went into the bear pool, so he went to the Circuit Kids pool, I'm sure. But
The
jar's like drinking these mini bottles, and I finally said, I think we should eat something. So, y'all, we went and had the chicken fingers at the motel restaurant.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound...
Right.
That doesn't sound so good.
Well, so we're laughing and joking, and Tim looks at me, and he was like, "Is everything okay?" And I was like, "I think we need to run back to the hotel for a minute." And I said, "You know, if you'd like to meet your friend Diesel, you can come back with us as well, and then whatever. It's a 5-minute walk." Yeah, by the time I got the jar back to the motel, hotel, Extended Stay America, let's just say we put him onto bed.
Mm-hmm. And by bed, you mean on the tile floor in the bathroom?
I wish, but no, just in bed. He was not vomiting, but Y'all, the Jar, poor Jar was overserved. So his final night, y'all, he was passed out in bed at 9:45.
Well, as you know, sounds like a typical good days.
Yeah. So y'all, I left. I made sure he had rolled over on his side. Y'all, I had to go say goodbye to everyone.
Right.
So I went back to the pool party.
So you had to roll him on his side so he wouldn't have the sudden infant death syndrome?
Exactly. Okay. And went back and said my goodbyes to everyone. Of course, that's when all the men's were like, hi, where's the Jar? Where'd he go? Hi, want to come over? And I was like, oh. So y'all, I was like,
delicious. So you brought five or six people back to your room and the Jar slept through it, right?
Right. Y'all, they offered. And I was like, I don't think I should do that to the poor Jar. So y'all say goodbye to everyone. Needless to say, y'all, the Jar woke up at 2:30 in the morning ready to go.
Oh, to go home?
Yeah, basically. And God bless the Jar. Love him to death. He's not quiet.
No.
So
I would not expect him to be quiet.
When he's moving around, going to the bathroom, going outside to watch the TikToks, you know, all of it woke me up. And I'd already threatened him once last week that if he woke me up in the middle of the night again, I was going to cut his testicles off.
Oh.
Because, you know.
I didn't know he enjoyed that.
Well, last night, y'all, he tried so hard, but there was no sleeping through it. So, y'all, we got up this morning, got on the road, or on Sunday morning, got on the road, and immediately the car said,
uh-oh.
So, we had to pull over again. We had to deal with that. Y'all, we went to Bucky's on the way home. We had the nasty Wendy's.
Wait a minute. But this wasn't the same Bucky's, right?
Nope. We went to a different one because, y'all, there's some wax melts at the Bucky's that I like, and they didn't have the right scent at the St. Augustine one. So we stopped at the Barber Boulevard one.
Yes.
And so
Daytona Beach.
Yeah. LPGA Boulevard Bucky's. So, y'all, we did that, and we got a little snick of snack, which then promptly dumped all over my clothes. And, yeah.
Lovely.
Drove home. It was an easy drive home. Yeah, no traffic. None.
Really?
Yeah. Color me shocked because we left an hour late this morning because,
wow,
I was exhausted. And yeah. And it turns out it takes a lot to pack up a motel room you've lived in for a week. So, so yeah. Did all that. And
now he goes off to the San Francisco.
He does. He and Kathy Marshall are hanging out all next week, or all this week as you hear this. Yeah, he leaves Tuesday morning and won't be back until Sunday night. So,
wow.
Yeah, so that was the week. I know, it's exhausting. And we have plans tonight, Sunday night, as we record this. So, but he's had to run home to wash his underpants. And I said, I'll just deal with that later this week. That was the week, y'all. And if you thought that was a long story, you should wait to hear the BFO because the rest of the details are there.
Ooh. So, by the way, the most important question that I recall from the travel document, did he indeed get up and get you coffee every morning?
Except for the two mornings that he was hungover. Yes. Oh. He was very good about getting the coffees. One morning we slept in, Friday morning we slept in, or Saturday morning. I don't remember which, but we were just exhausted from the week, and we slept until they weren't serving the coffee any longer. So we did have to go in. He was like, well, maybe we can do something and get coffee later. And I just looked at him, and he got the car keys, and we got in the car. And
got coffee.
I was like, that's not how this works. He was a perfect gentleman, you know.
And you got to meet Daniel Bieber? You've met him, but I mean, you got to see him.
I was saving that. So on Friday,
I didn't mean to, you know, I don't have the Trello open.
Right. I do want to talk about Daniel Bieber, and we need to get to Dead or Alive, but really quick. Daniel, we met Daniel and Zach and their friend.
But that's your first time to meet Zach, right?
No. Zach and I met 4 or 5 years ago. And so, and their friend Max, who I knew from you know, OnlyFans. They were there at the Wine Bar George. They invited us. Y'all, we had a lovely time. Now, here's the problem.
You were at the what?
Wine Bar George at Disney Springs.
Okay.
It's a lovely place. Y'all, it wasn't after we left. But y'all, it was Larry H. Vader and Daniel Brewer at a table with three non-podcasters. They didn't stand a chance.
No, absolutely. But and they recognized it early on, I assume.
Y'all, the new boy Max just sat. He was just like, I'm good.
It's like going to the UN and not having the interpreter earphone in your ear to be able to understand what y'all are saying.
Y'all, and Zach, poor Zach, he's so used to it that, like, it didn't faze him at all. Y'all, the jar kept trying, and he just kept getting shut down. Y'all, Max was the only one that was just like, I'm just going to sit here quietly and let the two of them talk. Y'all, it was lovely. It was absolutely it was exactly what we needed. Delicious wine, some really unique charcuterie, and they ordered some other stuff near the end.
Did you call it jarcuterie?
I did. Y'all, Daniel and Zach had had several drinks already at this point, so they were ready. Going to a big party.
This becomes a surprise to no one.
Right. So, y'all, we chatted. They were lovely. Y'all, they treated us to the wine bar George experience. It was lovely. Absolutely
lovely. How lovely.
It was super nice of them. And we had a great time with them. It was good. And, you know, I don't see Daniel that often. So it was fantastic. Of course, he did point out that I'm always mean to him on the little show. And I said, it's because I love you.
I had no idea.
That's why.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everybody. It's that game where we quickly talk about people who were born on this day. I tell you if they're dead, alive, and, of course, the easy part, why you remember them.
Yes. All right, Bill Moyers.
Bill Moyers, I think he is dead. Y'all, he hosted one of those HBO talk shows for years. The Bill Moyers Show.
Bill Moyers is alive. He was a former White House press secretary and an American news commentator. He did Bill Moyers Journal. So I think we'll give you partial credit on that one there.
Oh.
All right, Robert Kraft.
Oh, dead. Y'all, he hosted the Unsolved Mysteries. On NBC, yeah.
Yeah, Robert Kraft, he's alive, and he is the owner of the New England Patriots.
Ah, that Robert Kraft, gotcha. Okay.
I thought you were going to say, he started Kraft Cheese.
That
so,
was the easy one,
anyway.
Wasn't it? Okay.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
The jar and I've been watching Unsolved Mysteries.
Okay. All right, Thomas Chippendale.
Dead as a doornail. Y'all, he invented, he is known for his craftsmanship making the Chippendale furniture.
You are exactly correct. Dead and an English furniture maker. Very good there, Vader. Let's just see. Our next one is Susie Orman.
Oh, y'all, she will help you get your finances in order. Talk show host and yeah, or something like that. She sang a little bit, and alive.
She is alive, and she is a financial advisor and television personality. All right, how about Kenny Gorelick?
Kenny Gorelick, y'all, it's the Skull's brother. As far as I know, he's alive and well. Kenny Gorelick?
Kenny Gorelick is indeed alive. You might know him better as Kenny G. He's an American smooth jazz saxophonist. We're really running out of time, aren't we?
We're out of time. We're out of time.
Oh, well, the question I was going to ask you is, when you were meeting Daniel Bieber, you didn't mention Mrs. Lauren and her husband. Did you just skip over them, or what happened? Because I know.
Very busy. Couldn't be bothered.
Well, so,
you know. I don't know what else to say, but of course, the first thing Daniel Brewer said to me was, you know, Vera invited us to her house.
Oh. Who?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Speaking of that, when the jar got his over-serving, did you have to use a food hook to help get him up?
You know, we needed one of those, and I could not figure out who to ask where to get one. So, anyone knows,
Foodhook Central.
.com.
Walnut Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Well, P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365.
Perfect. Oh, by the way, our voicemail number expired because no one ever called it, so.
Ooh.